Blog Talk Radio.
Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. That's an odd name to have. A free and empowerment life coach. And what I do is I help people to gain a deeper understanding of who they are and what their life is about and what's actually important to them and for them, and how to make changes to their beliefs so that they can move forward in becoming who they truly are. And this is a show that I was guided to create many, many, many years ago so that people would have a place to ask the questions they have about their lives. And it can be any kind of question. Now, if you ask questions, you will get answers that apply to you more than likely, because you are the most important person in your life, and it's time for us to wake up and realize that. So that is one of the things that guidance is definitely bringing forward over and over and over again. Nothing personal against you, because you are actually important. If you have questions or you want to know more about what I do, my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of information there. You can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer it for you. Okay, the number for calling in is 646-716. 5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 if you actually want to talk to me. Otherwise, I will probably just let you listen. And I say probably because sometimes they tell me no, they don't need to just listen, they need to talk. So even if you don't press the number 1, that doesn't guarantee that you won't talk. Okay. I'm getting a message on my computer, so I was reading it to see if it was anything important. And we will now go to our callers, and our first caller is trying to do two things at once. I know better. From area code 919. And let's see how the computer's going to work today. Okay, it's opening up your line.
Hello.
Go. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your
How
name?
You doing? My name is Kay. Thanks
Hi,
for taking
Kay.
the call.
My pleasure. What can I do for you today?
I'm first time calling in, so I'm not sure what the format is or what information you need, or if I just jump in and ask a question.
You just jump in and say whatever is on your mind.
Okay, great. Thank you. My question today or my concern is around my career. I have a wonderful job, love my job, and my manager, she had left out, went on leave very unexpectedly, and just as unexpectedly as she left, she returned. But during her absence, I had to step up and do both our roles, and it was wonderful. I mean, I grew, learned, had great relationships. I know she's not happy, and I do have in my spirit that she's probably going to leave. But I'm just wondering, how do you see that playing out?
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is a question, and the question is, have you talked to her?
Yes. Yes, we talk. We actually have a pretty good work relationship. I mean, we did this prior to her leaving. I will say that the way she departed and returned and her demeanor afterwards, it did put a little strange, but a little strange, period. I worked through that, and I sense a little jealousy because I had such a great relationship, working relationship with so many of our colleagues and our vendors that I don't think she has established.
Okay. You know, checking into the energy, you're right, she's not happy. She's really, really, really not happy.
No. And
not
she's
much of anything
sometimes
in her life.
Okay, then that answers something that I was wondering too. I didn't know if a lot of it may be family, personal, outside of work, but I do know that she's very, very unhappy here. I've had to kind of steer the conversation so that her feelings, she don't want to bring me in with that because I don't like that. I don't do that.
Right. She's at a point where she's making decisions about where she's going next. And it just looks like her whole life is turning upside down. They're not showing me exactly what's going on in her life, and I don't need to know because, you know, that's her private
business.
So what they're showing for you to do is to, first of all, be there for her, you know, if she needs someone to talk to, but let her know she can talk to you. Give her the support and the love, because she really, really needs it right now. And also continue your wonderful relationships with the other people that you work with.
Okay.
And let her know if she needs some help. We'll be happy to, you know, step in, fill whatever role needs to be filled. I'm also hearing that you really need to update your resume to show that you can do this job.
Okay.
Yeah. So update it so that it includes all of the things you did that were her job, because you did them. You know how to do them, and it needs to be there.
Gotcha.
So that if she does decide to leave, your resume is already ready, and you can submit it right away.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a matter of keeping those good relationships that you have, keeping them in place, you know, and you can let people know, the appropriate people know, that you would be interested in that job if it became available. This is not you going out and pursuing that job. This is you just, you know, if the conversation comes up, you can say it.
Great. Understood.
Yeah. That way you're not, you know, trying to step over her. You're just...
Exactly. Yes. You're perfect. Yes. Exactly my concern, my fear. Look that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
And you might keep an eye out for any other positions in the company that come up that you would be qualified for, since you've already proven you can do, other work. So that you could maybe take a different job if that became available. Don't just limit yourself to her job.
Right. Okay.
Because
makes sense.
There's other potential for you in the company.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is really wonderful. Okay. Okay. Great.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else they want me to tell you? They just said, be comfortable in being yourself and in knowing that you have these wonderful capabilities. And it's time for you to actually explore who you are and what you are capable of. It is time to move forward in your work and to take on even more responsibility, supervisory kind of stuff is what I'm saying. That's your next step. So,
get ready.
It's coming.
Yay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And enjoy it.
Thank you. And I will continue to listen to the show because sometimes I realize when others call in, you can actually learn and grow and feed from what somebody else's issue is. So definitely.
Yes. And usually I work with the goddess Ast. That's A-S-T is the way you spell her name. And she's an Egyptian goddess. And when she's working with one of the callers, she's working with everybody. So if she's working with another caller, she'll also be working with you and opening up your energy too.
Love it. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. And
yes, ma'am.
We'll
see what happens again.
Next.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, and we are now moving to our next caller from 1111111111. Ah, let's see if this is Queen. Hello.
It is Queen. How are you, anointed one?
I am doing great. How about you?
I'm driving. I'm doing wonderful. Listening to you.
You were driving last time, weren't you?
That's why I said it again. Yeah. I'm a driver, you know. That's an interesting way to be, a driver. Screwdriver, car driver. Anyway, a driver. You know, I have a question, but I would also love to hear from Ask, of course. And you type him away.
Yes, I'm trying to do two things at once, even though I know this is not a good idea, but I'm doing it anyway. So do you want to ask the question, or do you want to hear from Ask? What do you want first?
I want both. Oh, first I'm going to ask the question. The maiden, the mother, and the crone in relationship to me at this time. The maiden, the mother, and the crone.
Okay. I'm actually getting that the first thing I was hearing is that you are all three. And, you know, people usually say, well, you're this at this age, and this at this age, and this at, and they're saying, no, you You're all three. There is no separation. It's all a part of who you are and who you are becoming. So they want you to embrace each and every part of you. And they're actually showing you doing, it looks like a little ritual kind of thing. I'm seeing this beautiful flower, and you're using the flower as the maiden part of you. And then there's seeds and planting for the mother part of you. And then there's just kind of sitting back and relaxing and just being you for the crone part of you. So that's kind of what they're showing me. Okay, so I've told you what they're showing me. Let's see if this
That's beautiful.
Anybody wants to say, yeah. And the flower, to me, it looks kind of like an iris and kind of like a lily. So I don't know if it's a flower that, you know, looks like a combination of the two of those. But it's really pretty. Okay. So here is what the goddess asked, wants to say. You are opening up more and more to who you truly are. You're beginning to accept yourself, accept your beauty, accept your power, accept your life. And we want you to continue to do that, to allow yourself to be more. Even when you believe that you have reached the pinnacle of your own essence, we want you to go even higher. Because there is no stopping point. And you can always be more. We are clearing and unfolding you. We like the image that brings forth. We are opening you up, expanding your heart, bringing in more and more of your soul energy to you right now, so that you are feeling that amazing joy. Ability to change, because change is, of course, an important part of it. And you are changing. You are changing. You are changing. Even as we are speaking, you are changing. So we are opening you up. And just breathe and allow yourself to be. There. That is it. You have moved forward once again in your own evolution. Congratulations. And your beauty is shining forth even more powerfully than it ever has before.
Ooh, two lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful, heartfelt, and the maiden, mother, and the crone. I see it. I see it on my face. So I just wanted, yeah, I see it. Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way. And the mother asked, the great mother asked, is I'm looking forward to a celebration of eternal life, the Ankh tomorrow, the party, you and the other interests. And as always, my sister, the Anointed One, the pleasure is mine to be in the energy that we share.
Well, as always, I am more than happy to connect with you. Yeah. I just love the energy that comes forth when we're together.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's divine. It's royal. It's the manifestation of magic in many forms. And I am to tell you that your cup runneth over. All you have to do is look and see your value. And it will transmute into whatever you wish. Material wealth, more gifts, love of yourself and a partner. You are anointed. And you have the oils to keep the fire of pleasure and joy in your life for all eternity. Namaste.
Thank you. And namaste to you.
You're welcome.
Well, enjoy your drive.
I am. Thank you.
Wonderful. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think I muted you before you finished talking, but you know that I didn't do that on purpose and that I love you. All right. So we have a question from the chat room from Spirit and Form. So you want to know if you're going to connect with a love life partner this year. And the first thing I get is a question, and the question they're asking is, are you ready? Are you really ready? And there's this excitement connected with that. So type in the answer. Are you ready? Because it does happening. Oh, they're saying it's already started. So, okay. So the goddess asks, would like to give you a message and some energy work around this question, around this whole thing that you're asking and everything connected with it, because there's more to it than what I know. So anyway, here she is. This is about you. This is about who you are being and what you are ready to allow in your life. There has been a time in your life when you were afraid to actually have a connection, because you didn't believe that you could or you should or you were worthy, or, you know, all of those old beliefs that you had gotten from all of those wonderful people that you've known in the past. And we're clearing all of that out, because, frankly, you don't need that. You don't need any of that. This is about you opening up and accepting that you deserve to be loved and adored. You deserve to have an absolutely amazing relationship. You deserve to be the center of attention. You deserve it. And there's nothing you can do that's going to screw it up, because that's not what it's about. It's about you opening up to who you really are and allowing someone else to see the truth of you. It's about being vulnerable and letting go of the fear connected with vulnerability. And we're clearing that out as well. This is the perfect time for you to have this amazing relationship, to have someone who is going to love and support you and encourage you in your own growth. Yes, it's time for you to recognize you and to make you more important in your own life than anyone else. And we are clearing a lot of energy around this, a lot of old beliefs that say, oh, the other person is more important, you must do everything to keep them happy or else they'll leave you. Ooh, that one was a big one for you. So we're clearing all of that away. And we're opening you up to the beauty of you, to the true beauty of you. And we want you to take a nice deep breath and just let go. And we are bringing you into alignment with love. Now, you are ready. And there will be some wonderful potential mates coming into your life. You don't just get one choice. There is not just one person who is right for you. You will have several options. Enjoy them. Get to know them. Get to know yourself. And then choose whoever feels right for who you are and who you are becoming. And we will tell you what we normally tell all of the others. You don't just have to choose one. If you want to have relationships with more than one, then by all means, go for it. You do not need to limit yourself. You have the freedom to be you. We love you. Enjoy your life. Okay. Sending all kinds of energy through me today. All right, spirit in form. So you are going to be meeting some potential partners and deciding what's right for you. Ooh. And that's you. Fun, and that feels good. So do it in the spirit of fun. And if anything comes up, like fears and doubts and all of that, it's just coming up so that you can let it go. Do not hang on to it. Do not hang on to it. Do not hang on to it. She wanted me to say that three times. Just let go. Let go and be you. Yeah. Ooh, that does feel good. Okay. So little fairy is asking. Hold on. I always make a list of who I've talked to so I know that I've talked to them. And I'm not lost on what I'm doing. Not that that keeps me from being lost. Okay. Now, little fairy is asking why female co-worker SC has been triggering me so much. Rude to me, even though I have set up boundaries and am acting professionally. And I am getting it because you are doubting yourself. You're doubting yourself. Oh, there's a big, big kind of a cloud, but it's denser and darker than a cloud. Okay, so the goddess Ash is going to come in, and she is going to work with you on this doubting of yourself, because you really need to let this go. And remember, everyone, when the goddess Ash is working on anybody, that she is also working on everybody who is willing to allow it. So if you have a similar issue, or if you're just willing to let her come in and clear out what she needs to from you, then by all means, just let her know that. Yes, think yes, however you want to do it. Okay, here's what she wants to say for you, little fairy. You are still going through all of these doubts, doubts about yourself, doubts about what's possible, doubts about what you deserve. We are clearing them. We are clearing them, and we are clearing them all the way back through your life. You were taught from a very young age that you do not matter. And you have been carrying this belief with you throughout your entire life, and we are removing that belief from you now. We are completely removing that belief because you do matter, and because you do deserve to be honored and respected and loved and supported in every moment of your existence by every person you encounter. You deserve the best. And you have so much energy within you that says, no, 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 this is not true. And we are taking it all away. We are wiping the slate clean. And we want you to just take several nice deep breaths and just let go. Because it's not about anybody else. It's about you. It's about what you believe. It's about what you create in your life. And we are taking the focus off of everyone and everything else. And we are putting you at the center of your own life. And we are allowing you to look at you, to decide what is best for you, to see the beauty in you, to create what you love. We are removing all of the restraints and restrictions that you have put on you so that you can fully embrace yourself. And this is opening you up in ways that you have not been opened before. So we want you to just accept this, because it's time. It's time for you. Accept this, please. Accept this, please. Just say yes. Just say yes. There. Now, just let yourself feel this new way of being. It may feel a little strange at first, and that's absolutely fine. There's nothing, you're just adjusting to the truth of you. Let it happen. Give yourself permission to change. Oh, okay. Whew, she's cleared out a lot of stuff. And you may feel kind of wobbly. That's the vision I'm getting of you kind of wobbling. So just give yourself, you know, the opportunity to adjust to this new way of being. And if anything is coming up, just let it go. Anything that comes up, just let it go. No matter what it is, just let it go. Keep saying, just let it go. So let it go. All right, so if anything else is coming up connected with that or as a result of that, then by all means, type your question in the chat room, and I will now open my eyes and see if you've been writing me messages. Yes, you have. Thanks, Barbara. It makes sense. Heal are showing up, mirror reflecting my insecurities back to me. This person is a mirror reflecting my insecurities back to me. Very true. Yes, she is. She really is. And I'm actually saying that once you, you know, let all of this stuff go, you clear it out, truly let it go, that you will develop friendships, and you may develop a friendship with her. So definitely let it go. This is you moving forward. This is you becoming so much more. So just continue to let go, and you will find yourself just feeling better and better and better. Nothing is worth hanging on to. That's what she's saying. All right. You don't know that you would never want to be friends with her, because once you have cleared out the energy that is attracting the negativity in her, you may find that she's actually a different person than you believe. So I'm not telling you need to be her friend or you have to be her friend or anything like that. Just, you know, let yourself be open to possibilities. Even if you don't understand how that could ever happen, just let yourself be open to possibilities. Okay. We are going to the caller from area code 614. And hi, who's this?
Hello,
area code 614.
This is Susan calling from Columbus, Ohio.
You said Susan?
Filson.
Okay, Filson. Spell your name.
F-I-L-S-A-N.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay, so what can I do for you today, Filson?
I'm having a difficult decision time deciding basically what I want to do career-wise.
Okay. And I can feel that you have some kind of fear about making the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Why are you putting that in your way? You're not one of those people that believes you're supposed to be perfect, are you?
No.
Okay. Because I'm getting that you actually do know what it is that you really enjoy doing. What it is that would really make you happy, but you're very hesitant about it. Why the hesitation?
Maybe I won't make money, and maybe it won't be acceptable by family.
Okay, so you are on some level letting other people run your life, and you doubt that you actually are good enough. Okay, so let's bring in the goddess Ass to work on all of this. Okay, and she's going to talk, and she's going to clear, and then I'll ask you how you're feeling after she's done. Okay, here we go. You have come to the point in your life where you are ready to accept yourself, and you are accepting yourself more and more than you ever have before. But there are still some little parts of you that say, well, you've got to measure up to this person's expectations or that person's expectations. And if you don't do what other people want, then other people won't love you. Other people won't be there for you. These are all beliefs that are not true. And so we are clearing these beliefs out of you because your acceptance, your love, your being loved is not really based on what you're doing. It's not based on the career you choose. It's not based on any of that. The people who love you simply because they love you. That's it. They love you. They love you. You don't have to prove anything for their love because they love you. If you think about the people that you love, how many of them do you only love because they're doing exactly what you think they should be doing and exactly the way you think they should be doing it? You will find that that's not a condition you've placed on anybody. You love them simply because you love them. They love you simply because they love you. Now, your heart is telling you what it is that you really desire to do with your life. Listen to your heart and allow it to bring you that beautiful career and the money to support yourself. It's not an either-or choice. You can have both. You can do work that you absolutely love, and you can have more than enough money for whatever it is that you desire in your life. One of the phrases that Barbara Grace often gives people that we find is very beneficial is, "Dear innate, I can afford my life." And for a lot of people, saying this brings them into a whole new level of energy. And we encourage you to start saying this, "Dear innate, I can afford my life." That gives you permission to receive money from wherever it comes from. It doesn't have to just be from a job. Don't limit yourself in that way. Allow yourself to receive. Allow it to come to you from wherever it's coming from. Allow yourself to find the career that really resonates with your heart and allow yourself to be paid to do the work that you love. And so we are clearing your energy of all of those doubts about you, all of the restrictions and restraints that you've put on your ability to succeed. We are opening you up to the success in your life, to the beauty in your life, to moving forward in your life and doing what is right for you. You are the most important person in your life, and it's time for you to embrace yourself. You are loved, truly loved. Enjoy it. Okay, that's what she wanted to say and clear out of you. How does that feel?
It feels relieving. It feels relaxing.
Good, good. Okay, so when you think about what it is you want to do, you know, look at what brings you joy. What is it that you absolutely love doing? And then see yourself finding a job, doing that, and getting paid more than enough money to afford your own life. And don't limit it. Please, don't limit it. Okay, she's clearing a little more stuff about you because you started thinking small, and she doesn't want you to think small. She wants you to think big. All right. You are ready now to really decide what you want to do and to attract it into your life. You notice I said attract it into your life. I did not say go chase it down. When you are in the energy that says this is what I desire and you are open to receiving, it comes to you. You do not have to work at it. You do not have to go looking for it. It simply comes to you. And that really does happen. So let it happen for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and feel free to call me back if you need to, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we are now going to the caller from area code 239. Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Lana. I'm calling from Florida.
And what can
and,
I do for you today?
Well, I have two gentlemen in my life that I care about, and I'm wondering if you pick up one or the other that is better for me.
I'm actually getting that you care more about one of them than you do the other one.
Okay. I don't know which one that is.
They're not telling me, you know, anything else. They're just saying she's already made her mind. She's already made her choice. Okay. So let's see why you are not seeing that you have already made your choice, because you're afraid that you've chosen the wrong one, and if you let the other one go and this is the wrong one, then the other one will be gone and then you'll be back to being alone, and you don't want to be alone, and so if you don't make a choice, then you're never alone because you've got both of them.
Sounds good.
That's what they're telling me.
Well, one I've known longer than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So
it doesn't really have anything to do with how long you've known them.
Right.
Yeah.
I tend to be comfortable with the one I've known longer, but I'm comfortable with the other one too. It's just newer, you know. And I don't know. I like, they're both great guys.
Okay, so let's let the goddess Ast come in and do some clearing up around this whole relationship energy that you have, because there's some comfort zone stuff that you need to get out of your way, because life is not about being comfortable. It's about being enjoyed. Okay, here she is. So we want you to just take a nice deep breath. Just breathe deeply for us. There. Now, we want you to think about these two choices that you have. And just feel each one. Just for a moment, just feel them. And notice which one brings you more joy. Not which one is most comfortable. Which one brings you more joy? Because it is the joy we want you to embrace, not the comfort. You've had relationships in the past that were comfortable, but not enjoyable. That is not where you need to go back to. It is time for you to actually enjoy your life, to enjoy every single moment of it, to be with someone who allows you to have fun, who encourages you to have fun, who makes you happy to have fun. This is about you opening up to life, to yourself, to everything. And so we want you to really notice who brings you joy. Okay, so when you look at it, who brings you joy?
It seems to be a little clearer to me. I would say the new person is kind of sassy, sharp, you know, personality. I guess I'd have to say I have that feeling more so with him.
Good. So then you know that the other person is kind of your safety zone. That's
yeah.
the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
if you want to live a life that's safe and dull and boring, not that I'm saying he's dull and boring, but that was the word she gave me, so I went with it.
Okay. No, he's not dull and boring. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying. I don't know enough, you know, about the new person to, I feel, to take a plunge. So that's really where I'm at.
So get to know him more. Spend more time with him.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let yourself really, really live.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it feels.
Okay.
You know, see it all as a big adventure, and you're on this wonderful, amazing adventure, and enjoy it.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate that.
And they're showing me that you are going to have fun, and you are going to find out things about yourself that you may not have known before and about what's actually important to you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
Experience. Okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you very
Let
much.
Me know how it goes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, life can be such an interesting adventure, especially when it comes to relationships. You know, I've been on this relationship kind of adventure now for, what, like 15 years. And once again, there is this man who is not local who is coming into my life and wanting to have a relationship with me. And, you know, this is allowing me to see things about myself that I would not necessarily ordinarily see. And I just find it incredibly interesting. It's one of the ways that we can truly grow at a phenomenal rate is in a personal relationship with someone else. Because then you can't ignore you. Well, that's not true. There are some people that completely and totally ignore themselves and they focus only on the person that's coming into their life. But I've learned that that's not what I'm supposed to do. And so I focus on me. And I look at what they bring up in me, what emotions, what feelings, what beliefs they bring up in me so that I can see what I need to let go of. I use everyone as a learning tool, you know. It used to be I was the one working on everyone and making their lives better, and now I'm allowing everyone to help me to make my life better. And frankly, I prefer it this way. The other way was actually easier, though, because then I didn't have to worry about the work that I did because that was them, and you know, and they would do whatever they needed to do. It's about me, and I like that. I like looking at myself and making changes to my own life. I truly enjoy that now. Alrighty, so when you are in a relationship or looking to be in a relationship, it's not just about them. It's also about you. It's about who you are becoming and what you are learning and whether or not you are whether or not you are actually having fun. And if you're not having fun, why not? Because fun is supposed to be a part of your life. Don't deny yourself the fun. All right, we are going to go to our next caller, and I think that this is Nathaniel, and even though you didn't have your hand raised, there's like, click on Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
So what's up?
Well, I'm moving in here. I've stayed over here the last few nights, and I'm kind of cleaning up and getting settled, and it seems to be really peaceful.
Good.
Things are kind of like much more organized for me. I feel more content, and for some reason, it feels pretty good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I know that when you were working with Shoshona and she was doing the clearing work and the music from Mark Romero was playing, they're saying, your guides are saying, to go to YouTube and listen to more and more of his music.
Okay.
There's a connection between the two of you. They're not telling me anything else about it. They're just saying they want you to listen to more and more of his music because it's going to help you bring out the music in you.
Oh. It's kind of, the first one I heard was pretty unusual, was that one little it sounds actually quite like that. And
I thought that what I was playing was the same thing because she sent me the connection to the music,
It sounds different to me too, though. But it was a different song. I think they have different songs and stuff. It's not like you were going to listen to Jethro Tull, then you would have 100 different songs. You can listen to
right.
Yeah, so,
and Mark does have a lot of different music, so go and listen to it and see what resonates with you. And he does have some on YouTube, so you can just, have it playing in the background while you're cleaning and see how your body feels.
Okay. And just, let me see, I'm trying to write this down now. What is his name?
Mark Romero.
Okay, Mark Romero. Okay. And anything about him? It's what kind of music?
He creates music that helps people change their lives.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and it's usually guitar. Because he does play the guitar. And
I'd probably do a different version of it than he would. I would come out with a little different, something like that. But I noticed it was kind of like strumming guitar, so.
Yeah.
Or actually picking the guitar notes. So it would be,
Well, go and listen to it and see what it brings up for you. Okay?
All right.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy yourself, and I'll talk to you the next time I talk to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Barbara. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Nathaniel. Okay. Let's see. I think I've talked to all of my and I've talked with everyone in the chat room that has asked a question. Gosh, I may actually end the show early today. Wow. Considering the fact that we've already dealt with 7 people. We're just breezing right along. Okay, so the goddess asks, wants everyone to know that in this new year, we have this wonderful new energy that is flowing in, that is opening us up to the possibilities of life. So allow yourself to embrace these possibilities. Let yourself see opportunities that are there for you. It's not a matter of you being who you've always been. It's a matter of you letting that go so that you can become who you truly are. And if you have any questions, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer them. And we have one more caller from area code 205. Let's see who this is. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Patricia. Happy New Year. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy New Year. Well, you called at just the right time, see. So, what's on your mind?
I would just like to get a general read, please.
Okay,
oh, Barbara,
so,
wait. Before, you know what? Can I change that? Can I ask about my love life, please?
Okay. We're going to take it to an even more interesting part.
yes.
Okay.
So as an ex-partner.
Uh-huh.
And we reconnected. And he's been an ex-partner for 2 years. And before the 2 years, we were together for 5 years. And so we reconnected, and I just want to know, what do you see around the reconnection? We haven't set in stone that we are in a relationship. We're just how can I put this? We've gone out and we've enjoyed each other, but we haven't set that in stone. And I just like to see, yes, what you see around me.
Okay.
Know what you feel.
So here is the goddess asked, and she is going to say what she needs to say. And she's also going to clear your energy because there's some stuff there that you need to let go of. Okay, here she is. It is wonderful that you are looking. We say that you are looking because you are looking for someone who is going to truly love you, truly accept you. And so you are looking at this person from your past. And part of the reason why you are with this person is because you find them comfortable, predictable. But comfortable and predictable is not really what you want to have in your life. You really want someone who's just going to absolutely love you, who's going to make you feel like you are this beautiful, wonderful, amazing woman in the whole world. Now, he doesn't bring this to you. He's never really brought this to you. But he is comfortable. We encourage you to continue to look because there are other options for you. There are these wonderful men who are ready to come into your life because you are ready to experience more. But in order for this to happen, you're going to let go of this relationship that isn't really a relationship. Let that go. And start getting out there and meeting these wonderful men. Start attracting to you the ones who are going to love you and adore you and see the beauty within you and know that you will light up their life while they light up yours. There is so much more to life than what you have experienced. And it is time for you to move into that more, into that laughter, that joy, that bliss that is there for you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You truly do deserve it.
Yeah.
Don't just settle. Never just settle. Get out there. You are attracting these amazing men to you. Get out there so they can see you, so they can find you, so that they can twirl you around the dance floor or whatever wonderful things it is you are going to be doing. Get out there and live. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's clearing up a bunch of old energy around settling and comfort zones and all of that stuff you don't need. Ah, oh, how does that feel?
I feel good. Yeah.
And she's showing you that there's going to be two men coming into your life really soon, and they're both happy and smiling, and they really like you. So get out there and meet them. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
And let go of the old relationship, you know. Yeah, you can be a friend. That's no big deal. But, yeah, let yourself have more.
Okay. Yes, you certainly deserve more.
You do. You really do. And you will really enjoy it. You really will.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing you taking some kind of a trip with one of them. Oh, okay. I'm going to shut up now, and you go ahead and meet them and get on with your life.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for taking my call. You be blessed, and until the next time I talk. This is my first time calling into your show, and so I enjoy my reading. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad you finally called in and, you know, check back in and let me know how it's going.
I will. I sure will. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And we are going to move to our next caller, area code 757.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Deanna, and I'm calling from Virginia.
And what can I do for you today, Deanna?
Well, I felt like you were talking to me when you were just talking to the other lady. I found out a whole lot of betrayal from my husband's end. And it was a lot of people, and so we're trying to move forward. I'm having trouble with it. I just don't know what to expect anymore from him, and I don't know what should I do. You know, if this is going to happen again, because this has been a pattern, and I love him, and He wants his family, he says, and you know, so I don't know. What can you tell me about what's
okay.
You know, and I don't have a job. It's just like my 2019 up into 2000 right now is like I can't see anything.
Okay. So we are going to bring in the goddess Ast. And she is going to tell you what she sees, and she's also going to clear you. Oh, you have a lot of stuff that you really, 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 really need to let go of. So here she is. This is a year of change, and this is going to be a year of big changes for you. And my goodness, you have been stuck so long in this relationship where you have tried to prove over and 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 over that you are good, and yet the same things keep happening over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to prove anything. Why on earth would you need to be proving your value to someone who says that they love you? If he truly mm-hmm. loved you and adored you and saw the beauty within you, there would not be anyone else that he would ever even need to look at, because he would have you. Mm-hmm. So it's time for you to start seeing yourself. And you have this belief now that you are undeserving, not worthy, not good enough, whatever terminology works for you. And we are clearing that out. And because of that belief, you are not allowing any aspect of your life to succeed. So we are taking you out of that stuck in failure kind of a mode and putting mm-hmm. you back on solid ground. And opening your heart up to loving yourself. We want you to love and accept yourself exactly as you are. Exactly as you are. Exactly as you are right now. You don't need to change anything, because you mm-hmm. already love and accept yourself. Now, as far as this relationship, this marriage that you have, you need to decide whether or not it fulfills your needs. It has not fulfilled your needs in the past, and you know this.
Right.
And mm-hmm. you cannot base your future on whether or not he is going to change, because it's not
right.
about him, it's about you. And if you mm-hmm. feel that it is time for you to walk away from this relationship, then take the steps that are necessary to disconnect, so that you have the freedom to have a wonderful, amazing, incredible relationship with someone else. And there are other choices out there for you. There truly are.
I've been with him since I was 16. We've been together since he was 16. So we never had a healthy relationship or learn how to have one. And so I don't know if I understand, you know, I don't need to wait on him. I understand what you're saying. But I don't know if I should go to counseling with him. You feel like that will help, or do you feel like that in the future I will be disappointed again?
We would suggest that you start out by having a conversation with him. Find out what it is he wants.
Yes, he told me he wants his family. He wants to just move forward. He hasn't, you know, he wants to have his family. That's what he wants. Of course, all the time. He wants his wife. He wants to do things. He wants to change, you know. So that's what he says.
When you talk about him, the energy that I feel when he's saying he wants his family is not...
He wants his wife.
It's not an amazing love life with you that I feel. I don't feel that. It's like he wants
what's yes, it's not.
Comfortable. He wants what's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
You need to let him know that it cannot stay the way that it has been.
Exactly. And I did.
If you go back into that, you will be absolutely miserable. You will be so miserable. Oh my goodness, that just feels yucky, yucky, yucky.
Really?
You know, one thing you could try is a separation. Live apart. It doesn't have to be for a long time. You know, you can just live apart for 6 months and let him date you.
And that's what I told him. And he's saying that, like, you know, if we can't live together, you know, and without me being triggered. The thing about it is right now I don't have a job, and I don't have a job, and he, you know, he's taking care of everything, and you know, I have my mother's house to go to, but she's full, you know what I mean? And I have, we have children, one is in college and one is at home. So it's kind of hard for us to separate, but he doesn't want to separate, but I suggested it at first. And then as we began to speak and everything, he was saying, like, you know, for us, you know, we won't be fussing and everything. You know, maybe we should separate if this counseling is not going to help, you know, and then work on it like that. But I just don't want to be disappointed again. I told him that it has to be different. He also drinks. So, I told him he has to, you know, everything has to change. So I don't know if
the
I'm
power
sorry, go ahead.
Structure in your relationship now is that he has all the power and you have none.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
So you're going to have to get your own power back. You're going to have to accept yourself. You're going to have to, you know, get a job that you love, making more than enough money to afford your own life. You're going to have to be you before
mm-hmm.
you can be anything else. That is what is most important.
Yes,
so
I understand.
So do the things that are going to allow you to come back into your power, to recognize who you are, and to make you the most important person in your life.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, don't let him be more important than you. Don't ever let him
be
more important.
Yeah, that's what my mother says, too. My mother said the same thing, but I'm not making him be more important than me. It's just that I don't know how to deal with he's two different people to me, and I don't want to be disappointed again, you know, and if I am, I just want to go ahead and try to move on. And as much as it hurts me, you know, I don't even know
mm-hmm.
if he's going to even care or if he's going to even fight.
Well, you know, when you are dealing with someone who has an addiction, whatever it is that they are addicted to is always going to be important in their life, more important than anybody else. So if he's not willing to do the work to let go of the addiction, and it feels like sex is also a part of his addiction, sex with
mm-hmm.
other women. Yeah.
Right.
So
lots of them.
If he's addicted to, you know, sex and alcohol, that means that he's not focusing on you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me just say this to you. I just found out 3-4 months ago about things he's done when we got after 2015, and also last year in 2018, rather, that he cheated with multiple women when he was out working. Two of them worked with him, but they're, you know, one of them moved out of state, and, you know, one of them is still here, but she's going through her own little issues, but they don't work together anymore, but, you know, in the same company they do. But, you know, I found out all of this stuff, and it's so overwhelming, and I couldn't believe, and it was other people, like, on chat lines and things like that, and I'm just like, who are you? Like, you know, I feel like I've been living a lie, you know? He, you know, this whole time, and, you know, and especially when I'm trying to transition over, I own my own business. I closed that down trying to make everything right with our family. You know, I've sacrificed so much for us, and so, you know, and for him to go out and do all this stuff when he was working, that's the only time he'll do it. I don't know. I don't know if he's done that here. He said he's since we've been married, he has not cheated on me. And, you know, only time he's done this is when he's gone out to work. He had, you know, and that was it, because he thought I would never find out. So now, I don't know. I'm just looking at
okay.
my life like, okay.
Yeah. You need to make you important in your life, not him, you. You need to decide what it is that would bring you joy, not him, you.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to shift the focus off of him onto you and to build your life for you. You've been running around trying to do everything so that he would be better. And
right.
That's not going to work. You cannot do anything that will change him. You have to
okay.
look at you and look at what
mm-hmm.
makes you happy. Look at what you desire in your life. Look at what's important to you. Let yourself be the most important person in your life. It's time. It's really, really time for you to do that. And if that
okay.
means that you have to end your marriage, then that's fine, because
mm-hmm.
that's what's best for you. If it means that you guys need to separate, then that's fine, because that is what's best for you. Make
right.
you important. And
that's what my mom said.
Is just really adamant about this. They're saying, make yourself important, make yourself important, make yourself important. And they just keep repeating that. So when you decide what it is you want to experience, make yourself important. There is so much more to life than what you have experienced. And there are men out there that would absolutely adore you, because you are a phenomenal woman and you deserve to be loved.
Do you think that my husband wants to fight? You know, do you feel like this
what
will happen again?
It doesn't matter what he
right.
wants.
It
doesn't matter what
it
he does. It's important for you to focus on you. Do not shift the importance to him. Seriously, don't go there.
Do you feel like I'll be disappointed again?
If you don't make yourself important, yes.
Okay. Do you feel like my relationship can work?
If you make yourself important, there's a possibility.
Okay. Okay. Anything else I should be knowing about anything anything else I should be looking out for, or just
make yourself the most important person in your life. Do what is right for you. Whenever a situation comes up, ask yourself, what is for my highest good? Not his, not your family's, just yours.
Okay. And, you know, like I said, it's just hard going through when you're in the driver's seat. It's hard to see what that is, especially when I feel like I've been devalued and beat down. You know, I have no idea if he is even attracted to me. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. I have no idea. Like, why are you doing this? I have no idea why he did all of this stuff.
He did it because it seemed like the right thing to do at the time. That's it. People always do what they think is right in the moment. That's it. For him, what he was doing was right in the moment. And that tells you that in the moment he wasn't thinking about you.
Right.
That's why you need to think about you.
Right. And so that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I have no guide. I don't know what I should be doing as far as, like, my relationship. Should I let this go? Should I let this go? Just, you know, I can't let it go, because
yes.
if I let it go in a way, I should just let this whole relationship just go.
Yes, let it go, because you don't want what you had.
I don't want, and that's what I'm going to continue to have?
If you hang on to it, yeah.
Hmm.
In order for it to be different, it has to change. In order for it to
right.
change, you have to let it go.
I have to let, the whole relationship, or... if the relationship won't change, I'm confused. I'm sorry.
You have to let it all go. in order for it to change, you have to give it the freedom to change. It's like, let's say that you wanted to lose 20 pounds, but you didn't want to diet, you didn't want to exercise, you didn't want to do anything different, you just wanted to lose 20 pounds. How likely is it that you would actually lose an ounce if you didn't change anything?
Right. And that's what I told him. Nothing can be the same. And he's like, okay, the last conversation I've had with him prior to today, I told him that I told him everything that I felt like. And he said, like, yeah, I know. And and he just kind of like took the wheel of, you know, trying to get a counselor, trying to just, you know, prove to me that I'm sorry. But, you know, like you said, I mean, is in the moment. So
if
I don't know if it's real
or not. If you want a counselor, then find someone who is going to give you guys steps that you have to take to prove that you are doing the work. It's not just
right.
a matter of going and talking to someone. There has to be things that change. Change
right.
has to be a part of it. If there's no change, you are completely wasting your time. Don't do that.
Exactly.
You've wasted enough
yeah.
time.
Yes. Yes, exactly. 22 years. 22
yeah.
years. And that's what I told him. I don't want to waste any more time. I said, you know, because, you know, my relationship, my career, I haven't excelled like I wanted to because of you, because of my relationship over the years, the things you've done, you know. And then I said, this, you know, now I can't trust you. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't trust any doubt. I don't have time to be checking up on you or, you know, looking at phones and things like that. And then, you know, I'm just hurt. That's all. I'm hurt. Like you said,
yeah,
maybe
you,
the.
You just
I'm hurt.
Need to
I'm very hurt.
Let it go, let it go, and forgive yourself. That's an important part of it. Forgive yourself for having been in this relationship, for having tolerated it, for whatever it is that you feel that you did that you shouldn't have done. Forgive it. Forgive it all. And forgive him. Forgiving him doesn't mean that you're saying, okay, I've forgiven you, so I've erased the slate, and now you didn't do what you did. Forgiving him means that you are no longer hanging on to the anger.
Right, and that's what I want to do. And but I want to release the anger. However, the thing is, I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if he's real with me. If this is real, you know
but
what I mean?
It doesn't
I can't.
Matter because he's not the focus. You are being real with yourself. That's why the focus needs to be you, not him.
Right. Right.
The only one you can trust is you. So work
right.
with you. Do what is necessary for you. Make the changes to yourself.
And I am. I really am. Like, I have no other choice because I have to survive. You know, I know how to do that. I've gotten beat down right now. I feel like I'm beat down, but I feel like I need to survive. Like, I have to survive. And so if it's with him or without him, but I would prefer if we can work on our marriage. However, I just don't know if this is going to happen again in the future.
And the best way to work on your marriage is to work on yourself. Because if you
okay.
turn into the beautiful, strong, phenomenal, successful woman that you are, then you will know whether or not this is the marriage that you want.
Okay.
So focus on you. Promise me
okay.
that you're on you.
I'm going to focus on me. It's just hard. It's just hard going back into the same, you know, like, you know, it's easy to flow back into what you're used to, you know.
Yeah, but you're
so,
not going to do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to focus on me. It's just hard. having thoughts of, you know, I don't know. I'm going to focus on me, though. I just want to be able to just have my family back and have, you know, but I don't even know if the situation, my whole life has still, it's feel like it's not real because of what has gone on.
You're not trying to get back what you used to have because what you used to have is not something that you really want anyway. You are creating something new. That is why you are focusing on you. Do not
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you can't
go back. Thank you for saying that. Thank you so much for saying that. I have to remind myself of that. Even if I'm going to be with him, I have to remind him it cannot go back to that.
No. Because that would just devastate you, and you don't need to be devastated.
No, I cannot. If something else ever happens again, I think that I will have a nervous breakdown.
That's why you need to focus on you and start creating your life to be what you desire for it to be, and make yourself the most important person in your life.
And I am. I am. Even if it doesn't work, hopefully someone will come along and love me the way I should be.
Well, it's important for you to love yourself the way you should be loved. And then you will attract more and more love into your life. The more you love yourself, the more you will attract love. So if you want more love, start with you. And that really
other
does
than
work.
It does. I believe it. I was strong before. I feel like I've got weakened over, you know, because of this situation. But I truly feel like that. And me talking to you, I do appreciate it because it does give me some type of strength. And, you know, is there anything else I should be, anything else outside of that you feel like?
If you meditate or anything like that. I'm not sure what your spiritual kind of connections are.
Right, praying.
But you might try meditating and just going within and asking questions, asking what it is you should do, asking what's for your highest good, asking those questions and allowing the beautiful divine beings that are always with you to bring you the answers because they do that.
What can you tell me what
work with you
about my what I know we all have choices. And you know, and that's how our future is determined most of the time by the choices that we make. And so you know, and I want to be able to look and, you know, do all that you said, and you said I should just try counseling also.
If you can find a counselor that's actually going to let you empower yourself, because you spent so many years disempowering you that you don't have any power left.
Right.
Someone who's going to bring you back into your power.
I'm going to counseling by myself on the 16th of this month, but I for myself. I made an appointment.
Okay.
I said I have to do it. Now I'm talking about for me and my husband. Should I even waste my time with the counseling?
Go for you first, and then if you feel like you're ready to deal with the relationship, then that's fine. But make you the most important person.
Right. I know that's what we're doing, but he's trying to find a counselor for me and him to go to. Should I just
you don't really
say
know who
it?
You are yet. Yeah, telling to that you need some time to work on you.
Okay.
And then when you're
talking to
the
counselor,
you think that
he will be okay with that?
It doesn't matter whether or not he's okay with it. We're talking
right.
about you and what you are doing for you.
Right. Okay.
Let him know that you need to do this for you.
Yeah.
That it's not, you know, someone can wave a magic wand and the marriage is fixed. No.
Right.
Because you, what you need to focus on. And don't let him talk you out of focusing on you, because you are important.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find yourself first.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well.
Okay. Sounds like you're going to have some fun, right?
No. Yeah, some fun. And I just been crying every day. Like, I cry every day. Every day. And I haven't cried since we had the last conversation about how much that our relationship has affected my life overall. Over our full relationship, and I felt like he understood. But then when he came back in this morning, he had been drinking. So,
yeah, you are not the most important person in his life, even though you make him the most important person in yours. It wasn't an equal relationship. It's not an equal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So focus on you. Do what is right for you. Make the changes in you to build your life. And then once you are strong in you, then deal with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And do you feel like that he'll see that? Or do you feel like that he'll see that as rejection?
He takes it. It is completely up to him. Sometimes people take it as rejection. Sometimes people will decide, okay, I don't need this relationship, or this relationship isn't working. Sometimes they will start to change themselves. Different people have different reactions. But you're not doing this for his reaction. You are doing this for you.
Right. Definitely for me. Yes, definitely for me. But I'm, you know, just wondering, like, will he take that as a reject? Like, you know, when you focus on yourself, when you focus on one thing, you kind of like push other things to the side.
Yes, you
and
do.
So,
and that's what
yeah.
you're supposed to do. So
right.
do that. And don't worry about his reaction. It's not about him. It's about you.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Anything else I should be saying? My children, or, you know, anything else
if
that you...
If you want to talk to them and let them know that, you know...
They know. He told them.
Okay.
He told
then
them.
Let them know
yeah.
that you are focusing on yourself, that you are... building yourself back up, that you are becoming the powerful woman that you are meant to be.
Okay. Well, no, they know about what's going on and what has happened. And they're older. My daughter's 19 and my son is 15. They'll be 16 in May. So they kind of get it. You know, what's going on. He told them, and he said he's sorry. He's going to try to do what he has to do to work on his family, you know. And my mom's like, you're not giving him a chance to. You know, you having triggers and stuff. You know, you're still hurt. And, you know, I'm not giving him a chance to actually show me that this is what he wants to do, how he wants to change. Because he's in a whole different position, now than he was a year ago, even, you know, so that's,
if he wants to change, he will begin doing things to show you that he's changing.
Okay.
And if you see that he's doing things to show you that he's changing and you agree with what he's doing, then you can, you know, give him positive words of encouragement. But do not stop working on yourself.
Work on me. Do not stop working on me.
Right.
Yes, I'm not. I'm trying to. I don't want to say I want to use him either, but I want to go back to school to do something different than what I've been doing for the last 20 something years. And I just need to, you know,
I just want to, you know, finish that or start that, and then from there find a job. Like, I need a job, and it's, nothing is working right now. So I just, I don't know. I'm just everywhere. But I definitely want to start working on myself. I know I try canceling and go from there. I can't think about what he thinks. So.
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And, you know, call me back if you need to.
I will. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we've come to the end of another show. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of it. And I will talk to you again next Friday. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.